Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I hear that voice over and over again, and I still love that voice. Anyway, I had a busy day. Tomorrow, I am scheduled to go meet with a men's group for breakfast in the morning. And it's been my prayer to go there to encourage perhaps make a new friend or two. You know, one of the things that's been on my mind is I've been actively pursuing trying to be, you know, have relationships with people to encourage and bless, especially in the context of Acts 20:20. In public and house to house to teach or proclaim. But even more, the James 1:27, to visit orphans and widows. And, for me, as I pointed out, the orphans thing concerns me because I miss my kids. But I've mentioned that time, I guess it's been like 2 years when I walked hand in hand with it, Oscar. But anyway, a lot of the people that I've engaged, the very few widows per se, but we may mostly basically abandon old men. And they keep dying on me. But there's been some men, a small number of women, and of course, the obvious one, Miss Lillian, who's 93, is, I don't know if I can do that for another 10 years. It's kind of like, anyway. But so perhaps one of the things that I wonder about is maybe a relationship could be formed with one or more gentlemen where new people could fit that. I really have a desire to encourage young people and to find a venue for that, or at least a number of, relationships would be a good thing, because I am a presbyteros, an older man, and I'm called to proclaim. But anyway, and I won't go into all that again. I did a lot of stuff in the software today. I had a great night's sleep, did a lot of stuff in software today, took care of some issues and tidied up some stuff, was working on the emails, and I figured, okay, let me try this to make it just, and I'm really pleased. My goal for Monday, well, yeah, I'll make the goal for Monday. It'd be probably next Monday, but anyway. I'm terrible at that. I am really bad at that. But I do, obviously I'm not where I am now, but I do find that the issue I've had of leaning forward has waned a lot with the new glasses. But I don't wear them all the time because, I just don't like them anymore. But one of the things that it brought to mind was because I found this in looking for something. So I figured I'd explain it because I intend to, I have this shirt from Eric Lee, the purse that's there for Charlotte hanging there. It's been hanging there for a whole long time. And there were a couple other things. It was there yesterday, but, I guess with my head blocks and you won't see it. But I had a couple other things. Back in the 80s and 90s, late 80s, early 90s, I was in the hosiery business. Specifically doing software. And, again, I'd like my kids to say, oh, my dad did that. And to whatever degree, I'm interested in that because I'm, we're related. but I was in the hosiery business for a while and did the electronics for sock machines. Especially most notable, the HSC 5100. Again, that was a machine for that day. That was a whopper. Flat panel display, which, in 1990, that was wow. Touch panel, that was wow too. And, 32-bit processor, which was muscle and, for total of total of a megabyte of memory. Yes, it was a megabyte of memory total, which, you know, kind of like, what? You know, within the processor chips now, typically they have like 16 meg or whatnot, you know, the cache, or, and it's kind of like, so megabyte of memory, just nothing. But that's what we had on there. And, you know, and we used electrically erasable, programmable read-only memory, as it's called, you know, flash programmable memory. And we were really early on that. Hardly anybody had that out there, and we paid a good premium. But that's, you know, typically your cell phone, your whatnot has that in there. But anyway, it was a different world back then. And, you know, the processor ran roughly a million instructions per second. A typical cell phone runs roughly a billion instructions per second. So the world has changed radically. And, you know, back then, you had to really be careful about, I can do this instruction, these three instructions in a row, or I can do a little tweak and do it in just two instructions to make it more efficient, things of that nature. Finding out, you know, and then, of course, the overall architecture of the algorithm for how to do things, you know, to knit socks, that was a big deal. And one of the things we did, we didn't do it previously, but we started to do it with the HEC 5100. You know, socks, initially we're doing, where we control whether or not the cylinder is going back and forth or in continuous loop as it would make a sock, you know, because when a sock is made, the machine is just spinning around, because it's knitting one row at a time. Or sometimes four, but when it gets to the heel, it does a little back and forth. Same thing for the toe, and the toe is open. That's why you have this line here, because it's sewed closed afterwards, not when it's knit. Although back by early 90s, a lot of people have started developing machines where it would actually, on the machine, close the toe. Because for the most part, especially by up to the early 90s, that was still done as a separate step. But anyway, you know, but the, you know, these socks when they were knit, it's just solid. And sometimes you wanted to start putting patterns in place where you could, you know, draw things, logos and whatnot. And the 5100 had the ability to do that, including the ability to do that on very fast machines, because as each time the needle goes by, you only have a little bit of time to say, do I, you know, enable or disable the particular mechanics to knit the sock, to put this color thread or that color thread in this particular stitch. And it wasn't like, you know, with a cell phone. You know, if that took a few thousand instructions, not a problem. You had plenty of time. Back then, I had literally, I remember it was like 100 instructions or less between needles at the fastest speed. So I had to be very efficient. If I recall correctly, when at the highest speed we could take, something like 30% of the processor was used just doing the patterns, and had to do everything else too. You know, this wasn't a multiprocessor thing, which is one thing. So especially that part was had to be really efficient. And then we had to demo it. Well, we demoed it. The gentleman who owned the company, at least initially when we first started with it, because it was called Crawford Technologies, Ed Crawford. So we did a demo, the Ed sock. So, and you can see, you know, the beginning, the end, there's no heel or whatnot. This was just done to test the pattern. So we tested the pattern for Ed. The gentleman I worked with, and the you know, the name, considering I constantly use Alice and Bob, is Bob. So we did demo socks, Bob and Ed, or Ed and Bob, whichever. So that was done, you know, to show them, and, you know, that was, you know, early stuff. And of course, they went and made fancy socks. But because these were you know, the prototypes, I kept them. But then I went one step further. Because at that time, there was this, a young lady that I was remarkably fond of. And by the way, I still am. And, you know, so I figured, okay, my initials are JK. So I did a real simple pattern. Because, again, this was all done by hand, every little... And the lady was DJ. So I had the JK and DJ sock, you know, again, each side. So this was done, and this is a complete sock. And you can see, you know, it has the heel. It has, you know, the top where, because it, again, it's fascinating how it knits that kind of folds it over. And that's done in the process of knitting it. And then, of course, the heel was done. And you can see the way it was done. Little, and where this would be closed to make the toe. Because, again, that was a manual process. But the whole point is, just as a reminder, and I will put it back up over there, the JK and DJ socks. This was a prototype. You know, again, you can see it was a prototype because there was this little blue line that was just, you know, quick and dirty. Well, they're still fairly clean. But anyway, because this was done probably 1990, maybe 1991, maybe 89, I'm not sure. But anyway, this was done a long time ago because I was in love with this lady. And I'm in love with this lady today. My love for her has not wavered. And I'm seeking reconciliation with this lady. She has a nice pair of socks, doesn't she? Dorothy Jane. You know, and you, she may recall when we moved to Alabama for a few years, we got one of these custom license plates, JKX DJ, as in JK loves DJ. And there was this, you know, somebody asked us, are you a former DJ? Said, no, I'm in love with DJ. So this JK still loves this DJ. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.